Everyone is on.
Introducing
Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Stories of everyday women breaking barriers and building wealth through real estate.
Let's get it.
Boss. B-O-S-S.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pretty Girls Love Real Estate podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Washington. And once again, I'm excited. I have another extra special guest this week. Her name is Lordiana St. Louis. And I actually connected her with my girl, Natae Hayes, that was on episode one of the podcast. She's another lady that's killing the game in the northern New Jersey area. And she's got a very unique perspective to give us because she's actually a property inspector in training, gonna get that license very, very soon. So I definitely wanted to hear that interesting perspective from her. So Lordiana, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you? You look great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so glad that we linked up. Thankful again to Natae. She's always trying to, you know, inspire all the ladies in real estate to, you know, push harder. So she's definitely a great resource to have. So anyway, I wanted to talk to you and just, you know, find out more about what's going on and how you got involved in real estate and what, you know, got you to this point. So first and foremost, how did you just become interested in real estate?
Okay, so pretty much I was working corporate, you know, typical story, go to college, get a corporate job. Very quickly, I realized that I wasn't really happy working a 9-to-5, but I always thought I would transition out into real estate on my time, but God had other plans. So fast forward, I started another job. Less than a year later, I got fired, and I was making like really decent money, and I got fired because things weren't working out. Luckily, I had purchased my first investment property a couple months before I got fired, so I had a little bit of something to keep me afloat. I had a really keen interest in real estate well before getting fired. So as soon as I got fired, Natae was like the first person that called me and was just like, don't even worry about it. Let's just do this. Don't even focus on it. And I thank her to this day for that. Very quickly after I got my license and to become a realtor, which I am now. And then I realized there's like a million realtors, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I wanted to provide like my clients with something extra, which is why I'm in the process of getting my license to become a home inspector.
Okay, so real quick, tell us about that first investment property that you got.
Sure, it's a 3-family in Newark, good old Newark, super hot city right now. Everybody's trying to tap in, and I'm glad I tapped in when I did. I purchased it August of 2019. It's a 441, 4-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 1-bedroom. I forget what on cash flow, but yeah, it's a really good investment. It was a fix and flip from Natae and her business partner, and then I purchased it. There was little technical difficulties when I got it, like stuff messing up.
Isn't it always?
You learn as you go, and I also, that kind of motivated me into getting into the inspection side of things, because I think as buyers, everyone like looks at the aesthetics of things versus like the big ticket items and what's important. And that's the edge I want to bring to my clients. So yeah, so that's pretty much what I can say about my 3-family, and I'm hoping to purchase a few more, God willing. So yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That's definitely like the first step into a whole new world, a whole new life, is getting that first investment property. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank
so
you.
As far as the inspections, you know, obviously that's a super important part of the process. So can you tell us, like, if I'm a home buyer, like what's some of the things on the inspection that I would be looking at that I like will be close for pause?
There's definitely a laundry list. The, let's see, hot water heater, depending on what you have, furnace, definitely the roof. Again, the aesthetics, you might look at a house and say, oh, it doesn't look too pretty, but I want buyers to look past that. So like I said, the roof, hot water heaters, furnace, boilers, like those types of things, pipings, mold, presence of mold, even if it's a small presence, any cracks on the floors that might, cause you don't know what's underneath the floors. So those are the things that I want buyers to look into. Like, I'm not an expert just yet, but trust and believe I will be. So I can allow my buyers to know exactly what to look for. So those are some of the things. everybody wants a pretty home, but like the big ticket items, as what I mentioned before, is the stuff that costs a lot of money. So those are the things that buyers should really look out for.
I want to ask you about something very specific, because I'm from DC originally, and I never seen a house with this, but it's very common in New Jersey and New York, is that damn oil tank.
Oil tank, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I know, so there's the ones that's underneath, and then there's the ones that's like above surface. I'm not an expert just yet, but I know there's maintenance that needs to be involved when you have an oil tank. Me personally, I don't advise people to purchase a home with oil tanks, because if it spills or if something goes wrong, it could be very costly. If a house does have an oil tank, I strongly advise someone to get an oil tank sweep, which is a service that I will more than likely be providing later on next year as well, after I pass. But yeah, again, it could be very costly, so it's something I would caution against. Every home doesn't have it, but for the ones that do, it could be a lot. So yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a headache. And if you have to take it out, it's definitely a headache. It's expensive, one, it's expensive. And then you gotta just go get the permits from the city. You gotta go with the permits from the company. Like, it's just a lot of steps to take.
Right. And then you can't have a Joe Schmo take out the oil tank. Like, it needs to be a certified company. At least you should get a certified company to do it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you have to, because like I said, the city won't give you your permit. Right. Unless it's like with a reputable firm, and it's just a whole bunch of headaches. But okay. So if somebody, like, we always encourage, you know, ladies, you know, doing different things in real estate. So if somebody wanted to follow you and is interested in getting an inspector license, how do they, you know, what's the steps they have to do? Sure. What's the requirements? Do they have to shadow somebody?
Yep. Very good question. So I got my inspection. Well, I took the class with NJHI, it's a veteran-owned company. It's two guys that pretty much teach the class. Because of the pandemic, everything was virtual. I was taking a class while I was pregnant. I don't know how I did it, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. I would caution and say the material is very dry. It's not like the most fun thing when you're learning about windows and vinyls and all that stuff. But so you take the class. My class, I believe, was 10 weeks long, 3 days a week. 9 to 5 on Sundays, and then Mondays and Wednesdays 6 to 9, but usually they'll let us out early. And then you do need to shadow a licensed home inspector from New Jersey. You need to do 12 reports at minimum. So so pretty much they give you people that you can shadow, but you can also choose who you'd like to shadow. Shout outs to Farron, that's who I went with. And you just go with them, you take notes, you take a lot of pictures, and then you produce your own reports. Once you do the 12 reports, then you are eligible to pretty much take the test. It's a 200 test question exam, and you just got to study pass, and then you'll be on your way, and that's about it. And then you have to get certain materials as well. Like if you want to provide oil sweeps, like I mentioned earlier, you got to get the wand for that. A ladder, you don't have to be on a roof. It's not an NJ requirement. You could get a drone to make your reports look a bit more more fancy, but you do need to get a license to utilize the drone for inspections. So those are some of the items that you would also need to purchase. But yeah.
Okay. Cool. Now, and you said that you're about to do your test next month, in January, right?
Yeah, hopefully January, maybe February the latest. It all depends on what my son allows me to do, because I have a 2-month-old right now. But yeah, the goal is for January.
All right. Well, I already know you're going to pass on the first try. So you're good. So you mentioned you're going to use your inspection services kind of like as a added value to your realtor client. So I guess, how would that process work? Is it not like a conflict of interest or anything like that?
Sure. So that's a very good question as well. I will be providing like disclosure paperwork. They don't have to go with me, but if they do decide to go with me, it's a little sheet that I'll provide to let them know of the extra service that I'm providing and the fee involved as well. Because it's not free to get the inspection done, but you should get an inspector to inspect the home that you're purchasing. So instead of going out looking for somebody, you already have me, which can expedite the process to you getting towards closing, because not only am I your realtor, but I'm your inspector, and I'll be able to leverage you getting as much as you can towards the closing table as well. So that's the vision that I have for myself with having this license.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely can be a headache chasing down inspectors trying to interpret their reports.
Exactly. You know the process. You've been through it. So,
man. So, yeah, it's definitely good to have somebody that's like a one-stop shop.
Awesome. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, right. I just wanted to throw in really quick, I feel like there's a gap in the inspection field. There's not a lot of women, let alone like minority women. So I do encourage anyone who's watching this or anyone who knows of anyone that's interested in doing this to just take the step and get the license, because we need to have representation in real estate and let alone, you know, home inspections. So I encourage anyone who's interested to get a jump on it.
For sure. And the good thing about inspectors and like those third party contractors and stuff that you need is you get paid like regardless of whatever. Like a realtor, you don't get paid until the property closes.
Yep. This is so bad. Yes.
So definitely look into that if you're interested. Like she said, we need more women. We need more women of color in that field for sure.
Yep.
All right. So what about you? 2021 is coming. What are some of your personal goals besides passing that test?
Yeah. It's so funny when I saw that was one of our questions that we'd go over. I actually was working on this yesterday. So this is like my little ghetto looking, but you know, my little goals for next year. So a few things. Definitely want to expand on my social media. I'm not on social media as much, but I should be. So just expanding my presence on social media for sure. I want to join Project REAP, which is the, I forgot what is it? What's the acronym again?
Real Estate Associate Program.
Yeah, Real Estate Associate Program. And definitely my inspection course. And I do want to do a fix and flip if possible next year. That's something I've always wanted to do. And I think the time is now. So those are some of my goals for next year for sure.
Well, you definitely with the right people. I mean, y'all definitely gonna do that fix and flip. Y'all might do two or three messing around with her.
Yep.
And we already talked about Project REAP, so you can definitely be in that. All right, cool. What about in terms of, I know you were looking at like commercial properties and stuff, especially with Natay, she's looking at that too. So what about any aspirations in that world?
So for the commercial stuff, I just want to self-educate myself as much as possible before doing anything in that. That's actually the lane that I want to be in more so than residential, but I just want to take time to just learn as much as I can before fully jumping into that. So, yeah.
Cool. Anything, any other, I know you and Matei, y'all have like the first time home buyer seminars. Y'all have any one of those coming up or any other like projects, initiatives, anything like that?
So I know for 2021, we have like a lineup of things going on. I think she has one more seminar for December. I have to double check with her. But there's always going to be stuff available to the public, especially first time home ownership seminars, as well as purchasing a second investment property, because a lot of people are at that phase where they want a second one. It's a good time to buy. So yeah, there's a lot of things that's coming up for sure.
Cool. All right. Well, let me transition to the last segment of the show, the Fabulous Four. So it's just four questions I ask every guest. So whatever you think of, just go for it. All right. So the first question is, what's your favorite real estate book?
All right. I actually have it with me. It is Real Estate Success in 5 Minutes by Karen Briscoe. I'm actually not done with it. It's not a book that you read like from front to, you do read it from front to back, but it's like a day-to-day book. So you just take 5 minutes a day and you read it. So I'm getting through it now. It just kind of piecemeals everything. I really like it. Like I said, you just take 5 minutes, you read, you digest it, and then you apply it to your life on how to be successful in real estate. So that's the book. That's pretty much my favorite book right now.
Wow, that's a good suggestion, because sometimes people get overwhelmed. There's so much information with real estate. So it's like you could have digested in small bits.
Yes, that's why I like this book. Yep, exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Good suggestion. Mm-hmm. All right. Second question is, what advice would you give to your younger self just getting started out with real estate?
Oh, girl. I still would have went to college for finance because, working in finance, going to college for finance is what allowed me to purchase my first investment property. But I would have gotten my realtor license probably right after college. I'm not even gonna lie. Probably would have done Project Reap right after college. I just would have did a lot of the real estate stuff a little earlier, but I didn't know at the time. So, you know, but that's what I would told my younger self.
That's
sure.
Everybody's advice. Yeah. Like, I wish I would have started sooner, but I mean, you know, yeah. It's your journey. You don't know until you know, and you don't know what you right. don't know. So now it's no time like the present to exactly. get better.
Yep, agreed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the third question is, what topic in real estate do you want to learn more about?
Definitely commercial. Definitely, as mentioned before, commercial and home inspections, because I don't want to be like, you know, there's a lot of shoddy people, a lot of shoddy home inspectors, a lot of shoddy realtors, a lot of shoddy everything. I just don't want to be that person. So those are like the two things I would definitely like to learn more, just commercial real estate, the ins and outs, and, you know, the ins and outs of being a home inspector, especially being a realtor and wanting to do a fix and flip. I just want to add as much value as possible to my clients. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, being inspected, that's definitely going to change the game, especially yeah. like estimating your rehab costs, knowing yes. what new changes with the mm-hmm. city, and because Newark is like
yes.
a headache.
Yes.
When it yep. comes to that, like getting a CO and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool. So the last one is, please give a shout out to another lady doing some amazing things in real estate.
Yes. So of course I got to shout out my mentor, Natay Hayes. Love her to death. She's the sweetest. She's the best. She's always willing to help. She's very busy, but she's the best. And I also want to shout out a second person, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Her name is, oh my God, it just left my head. It's the pregnancy brain. Don't mind me. I had a baby, but you know. Oh my, I'm looking at her face right now. Oh my God. When it comes, I'll say it, but it's, she's in commercial real estate. She's a minority. She does very well for herself. And I wanted to give you her contact to maybe have her on the show. I can't think of her. Claire Johnson. Here we go. Okay. Claire Johnson. Yeah.
All right.
So shout outs to her. Yeah.
I thought she was going to say somebody else, but we'll talk about that offline.
Okay.
All right, so how can people get in touch with you if they want to do business or they want to just follow your journey? How can they get in touch with you?
Sure, so my Instagram is selfhiredlordy. My Gmail is also selfhiredlordy, S-E-L-F, hired, H-I-R-E-D, lordy, L-O-U-R-D-I. My page is open, email, so feel free to reach out.
Got any final words of wisdom or anything, just final thoughts for the people?
Yeah, I just want to let people know, I know it's tough times right now, it's a pandemic, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, but now is a really good time to just work on yourself and go for whatever it is that you want to go for. I have a 2-month-old and I'm still like fighting through to get to where I want to get, so if I could do it, you can do it too. Don't stay in the research phase. I know it could be a little fearful. You want to know as much as possible, but at some point you got to just jump and make the step. So I encourage people to just keep going.
All right. Definitely great advice. Yeah. Don't get stuck in analysis paralysis.
Yes.
You gotta jump out there and like learn through action. So
yes.
That's the best way to learn for real, is to jump in the fire. Cause
yep.
Please don't translate the same from a book or
yeah.
to real life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yep.
All right. Well, this was another episode of Pretty Girls Love Real Estate. Thank you so much, Lordy. Thank you for giving us some gems, inspiring some more ladies to get in that game. So I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. All right, y'all. We'll see you again for another episode next week. Have a good one.